Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil. 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. His possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and very many servants. And that man was the greatest of all the men of the East. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they would send word and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would send word to them and consecrate them, getting up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "Perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Job did so continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil."
When people talk about Job, the focus tends to be on how he remained loyal to God despite all his losses and pain. In fact, we often miss or gloss over the opening verses of the book, which describe what kind of father he was. The New Living Translation says he was a man of complete integrity. He showed great concern for the spiritual well-being of his 10 children. They took turns hosting celebrations in which they spent days feasting. But afterward, Job would wake up early and offer burnt offerings for each child, just in case any of them had sinned. He had such reverence for God that he did all he could to make sure his beloved children had a right standing with the Lord. This reverence didn't waver, even when everything was taken from him. His unsupportive friends expressed doubts, and his wife even tempted him to curse God. But Job continued to honor his Creator and believed God would reign in the end. Living reverently before God day by day isn't just the appropriate thing for those of us who are believers to do. Doing so shapes our view of life and aligns our heart with His, no matter what comes our way.